This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Headphones here.
You're asking if we do headphones?
Like audio.
Do you not know what goes on here?
Of course I know. I can't hear the theme song, for example.
Of what we've been subjected to.
Level of shaming that was imposed on us for asking for headphones our first day in the podcast studio was so severe I'm like fully traumatized. From who? From your whole fucking staff.
Yeah, and I don't want to name any specific names, it was every single person.
I don't need to name any specific names.
They basically lined up.
If they have if they have a little swipe card for the outside of the office, which I don't, by the way, wondering what the ETA is.
Casey
on that.
Said he would talk to someone.
Casey
about that.
Said
he,
twice
has that,
now.
Has that made it up to you yet? To
is that to you?
Would you come here without anybody else here? Why do you? Why do you need?
Seems like that's the only. There's barely anyone here when we're supposed to be.
But you'll at the very
look
least
how
have
dark
a
it is out
yeah,
there.
Fridays are dark.
I guess I would come Fridays here when dark. Other people are here, and I would walk in without having to wait for a while.
Got it.
So you're I would not like be like knocking and like signaling and like that's
because we're fully exposed out there while we're waiting. Like, okay, so it's this advanced security apparatus which does correctly assess the threat that we face. Yes. So I appreciate that. Okay.
No,
when
I'm
in
glad
here,
that
I
people
safe.
Can't just wander in because there are people who want a piece of what we've got going on.
Yes.
Okay.
And
pick a big chunk out of me.
The issue is that it doesn't protect us. It leaves us extremely vulnerable.
Even more exposed.
Yes.
Yes.
How is it? Oh, because you don't have access to. Because
I can't fucking get in the fucking door, dude.
Yeah. there's a pre-gate to the door. Do you guys know the gate code?
No.
Okay.
Sometimes I don't know the gate code. No, I've been trapped in the parking lot before. And also sometimes I like knock on the door and someone who works here will see me and wave like, hi. And
I'll be like, you're just a fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah.
Like, and now there's a second step.
Yeah.
I say, but they can't hear me because I'm on the other side of this bulletproof glass that you have.
It is bulletproof.
Okay. Again.
I just called it bulletproof.
Yeah. No, I'm saying that's good. That's a good thing.
Okay. But it's not good for me when I do eventually need to shoot my way in, which
yes.
Like,
which is going to be the only option.
That doesn't help me at all.
I can get you a key card. We got extra key cards.
So it takes a threat of
there are
extra using a gun. That's good to know.
Not extra, but we can make some for sure.
Okay. This isn't holding up.
Like, why? I'm saying I can get you a key card.
I guess
you're
saying they have extra key cards down at the factory.
Down at the key card making factory.
Yes.
The extra key cards are like the mold that you use to make the key cards and the extra key material that you have.
No, they're like little credit cards that.
So you have them. So they're made.
I have one. They have been made. We don't
you
have
don't
this.
Even come here, really. So like, why are you,
I'm
why,
coming here.
Why
I'm
just,
here.
Why you just
buddy,
give us yours? You're here as a guest
on
the show.
This is helpful.
We've had other guests on the show. That's not like their company.
They're not like here. It's not like their company that they're like supposed to be here at.
Yeah, but I was here. I got here. I swiped people in.
Yeah, I know.
Kevin actually let me in.
But what happened? Kevin Hayes let me in.
And I let him in.
Right, but
so you.
Going
I don't
up.
Even know if you swiped people in. I think you. I think
I got
there's almost,
Kevin here.
Okay,
and then
so that's just one person.
Right, what else?
They're already your line.
From there, it flowed out to everybody else.
You are
no
here.
Yes,
I thought you weren't here.
What is
that?
Yeah,
what I mean, like when I came in, there was no evidence of you being here.
You walked in, and
I had
shook
that
your hand within less than 5 seconds.
I think we missed,
but you still saw me.
I saw you and I had to put out the handshake. You were like, And people, if you have
you're
the video
already moving
tier,
the goalpost because you said you I wasn't the, here when you got here.
If you,
and then I said,
no,
yes,
I said
we
I couldn't tell
hands.
That you were here. I couldn't tell that you were here. And here's what else. And here's what else I'll say about your presence.
Yeah,
is that when I arrived, and I mentioned this on the pro version the other day, which was like I think the first time I had ever seen you in on the premises at all.
That was on Monday. Yeah.
That I came in, and people can see this now if you have the video tier. If you don't, it's worth upgrading. They'll understand now what I was saying, which is like, you're not in a bathrobe, mm-hmm. but it's big bathrobe vibes. Like, the energy is bathrobe energy from you when you're here, where you're sort of like...
What is that?
Puttering mean? Around the house.
Because I
you're,
saw
you're
you
fucking
in the
house
kitchen.
Shoes. In the,
why am I in a bathrobe? Why aren't you in a bathrobe?
Because
we
I
don't even
am
have access to this place.
Capacity,
so I barely
I
feel like
even,
I'm allowed to be here.
I'm coming to work. I am clocking in.
Yeah.
You need
access and a punch card. You're basically swiping in, punching in, punching out.
I got my hard hat and my lunch pail, and I am here to fucking keep the lights on. And there's a lot of them.
They make me take a COVID test. I don't wake up in the morning and like...
They made
take
you take
a COVID
today?
Test.
Well,
no,
here's another thing. It was
today.
Like, you're
it's,
going
it's
to have to take a COVID test every time you come in here. And then like, so I come in going like, okay, I'm going to come, like give yourself a couple extra minutes because you're going to have to take a COVID test. And then I walk in and like the first three times it was like, hey, like take your COVID test. And then like the past three times
like
it's like, nobody's there. Yeah. There's no tests available. It's like, do I have to bring it? Like, am I supposed to bring it? That's an email I need to get. Yeah, if I have to bring the COVID test that I'm required to take because they're not fucking here, man.
The first time we came here,
they started off so hot. I feel like
we
just
never have
right
you.
Into it.
Yeah. Like, I feel like I need to like get
all
this
of
out
it
now.
Has to get settled now
yeah,
because I don't know when I'll
even
see
like
you
an
again.
Intro.
No,
like people don't
intro,
even know who
no,
I am.
No, because while the song was playing...
It went
playing,
straight into We Don't Get Headphones.
Amir, while the song
was
playing,
yes.
You asked if we were going to put on
correct.
Headphones like
yes.
you thought we should.
Yeah.
So
which
that
was
the intro.
Comment, yeah.
If you wanted an intro,
yeah.
You should have kept your fucking mouth shut during the song.
Now I wish
and
I
let
did.
Us
because
start
they
the
told
show.
Us when we said we wanted headphones,
yeah.
They all were like, oh... Okay, I get. Do we have those?
Oh,
like,
we
I guess
can,
we can get
so
you some
for
headphones.
Next time, I guess we can have that set up for you, and it'll be available if you're like weak, I guess.
And then they very patronizingly like hang the headphones right mm-hmm. here, like oh,
they're
baby needs his
be
baby
here
needs
when
his headphones.
Here.
Yeah, usually like, there's headphones. I feel like there are, right?
Well, no, since we stopped using them because they made
they
us feel
them.
Like
they flew
like,
them out.
Fucking dog shit for like for asking the first time. Now they've taken them out.
No, I'm not.
And they
a
used
baby.
To put notebooks right there to make us feel nice, and like and it was starting to make
a
me
lot
sick.
Of very professional shows use headphones. Yeah. We were basically told no one uses headphones. Like when we came here, we were like, oh, we didn't know people still did that. Like podcasting is now advanced beyond headphones.
Right. Yes. Well, you don't need it if it's just two people in a room. But like if we're like listening for audio cues,
but when it's
we have
three
to hear
people
the theme
in a room,
song, yeah, or like talking to somebody over Zoom.
Were you unable to hear the theme song?
I couldn't quite hear the theme song. Yeah.
It, he wants like people to know who he of... is. It's freaking HeadGum license plate.
HeadGum.
That's was... what it should be. It should be called HeadGun.
Why?
Because that's how I feel when I'm in here.
Is that what you meant?
Yeah. That's the feeling.
It should be HeadGun. I mean, that's what you should call it.
No way. That's completely...
The first time they had us do a COVID test, I took mine... And then Sean came and then put his swab in my test that had
true.
Already been done.
It's true.
And then I think also then just threw that one away.
Yeah.
Okay.
That and just, then they stopped. And so and then they stopped asking us. The implication is that we like did a bad job or something.
Taking the test.
Yes, because Sean...
These guys have to have headphones. They're the only ones who are allowed to have headphones, and they're the only ones who are not allowed to take a COVID test. Like, that's the sort of area that we've carved out for ourselves here. I don't know. I mean, yeah, I guess I made some errors with the test. I actually thought, because of the setup I walked in and saw, that it had been like set up for me, like, here's your test.
Yeah.
Like, swab and then run it in here. But it was not the case. There just were three set out because, like, so many people had come in. Mm-hmm. And then I was supposed to, I guess, like, open the box and, like, find it.
They
and,
made
like,
us open the box ourselves. Yes. Yeah. And instead of here's your test, it ended up being more like here's your sign.
It was like here's your sign. It was like here's your sign.
Sign?
Yeah, here's your sign.
You don't know about here's your sign?
Wait a minute. You run a podcast company and you don't know about here's your sign?
Here's your sign, and it involves opening a box?
My license plate is HRYRSGN.
What is that?
Here's your sign.
It means here's your sign. What is That's how sign? Iconic. I mean, I don't like this. You ostensibly do your comedy gun. Here.
Yeah.
Here it's
you work here. Your gun. Yeah.
Here's what?
Here's your gun.
Meaning?
Here's your head gun. And you're here. That's what it feels like.
So, look, we're excited calm to be down, here. Down, we want to get this off. I think it is a good time for a reset.
Okay.
This is a great time in the show for a reset.
And in just like in our relationship with this network, mm-hmm. I think we just like hit the button.
Which has been going. I mean, I'll say I've had some complaints, but I think it's been going really well.
10 minutes of just vitriol, and now you guys want to hit the reset button, and it's like
if we could, if we had you actually out there in your office, which is bigger than the one recording studio in this building.
I don't have an office.
I would. Yeah. I would. You don't have an office?
I don't have an office.
Okay. What when do they I use see that you, you're like room? In
can,
an office.
Can you turn that giant empty room into a recording studio? No. Okay.
Have you?
It's just this for good. We're just doing this. There's two bathrooms. This.
How many offices?
Two bathrooms.
Can I just go over the numbers? How many offices are there?
There's like four rooms along the back wall. Two of them are offices and two of them are like, you know, swing conference room podcast, like extra rooms. But
excuse me.
Yeah.
Podcast extra rooms? Are they called podcast extra rooms because someone can record a podcast inside of them?
You can like record.
No,
like,
right?
No. Well, I was answering.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So okay. You could like, there's like a microphone set up in there and I've done like Zoom recordings in there and like quick like ads, pickups.
You've
in there.
Been a, okay.
Yeah.
And so the offices are so I had heard this. The offices are along the back wall. So when you have a meeting, you can say you're going to go hit the back walls.
Nope, never said that. That's completely made up really? By Hayes right now.
I've heard it in passing. And
there's no way.
And not no. understood exactly what we were talking about, and now it's connecting for me. So maybe one of the two swing conference room, podcast rooms could become, let's drop the swing, just podcast room. And I would even call it a podcast studio.
Yeah. Well, this is the studio. This is like the main studio.
This it would be great if this could be a studio.
Mm-hmm.
And there would be another studio that was maybe larger.
Are we having multiple simultaneous conferences happening where we're like, good thing we have this second conference room?
Look at how squished I am.
He seems fine. He seems fine, right?
I'm so uncomfortable.
He is so brave every time he comes in here and he squishes himself up on the couch. I can't sit on the couch.
You can see in like in old episodes, I've started like hugging this pillow. Like I'm like very nervous.
He's really, really feeling unsafe because the structure of the room is not conducive.
So warm and inviting compared to like sitting at a desk.
I'm squinched up and like
Compared to sitting at a desk, why are we comparing it to sitting at a desk?
Like that's how other like podcast studios have it. Like you're at like
no,
a table.
They don't. Yeah.
Well,
okay.
A table.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Say that. And then say that or say less.
What do you think the difference?
I would love
is
to just hit the button. Again.
What do I think the difference is between a table and a desk?
Yeah.
I think we could go. I think we could go.
Let's hear it
to Merriam-Webster and find out. I bet that there is actually.
I'd
a
love
definitive
to know.
Difference
I
between
would.
The
I
two.
I want to know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you guess?
Well, I think one thing when you say sitting at a desk,
yeah,
that a desk is generally regarded is sort of a solo piece of furniture mm-hmm. where one is by themselves, often, you know, not exclusively, but often it's sort of like a closed off feeling to the desk. A table is communal. Mm. A table is for
and yet I look
sharing
outside,
with friends.
And yet I look outside and I see that they have a bunch of computers on the table out there.
Mm-hmm.
So this bitch actually doesn't know.
He really doesn't
know. Yes, he really doesn't
know. Okay,
he has a computer
I thought he was like,
damn table.
I thought this was like a gotcha thing. He's actually expressing that he needs a sign. Here's your sign.
I still don't know what that is. Let's do the reset thing, I guess.
He's requesting yet again
Yeah.
to be given a sign.
The sign says you're an idiot on it.
The sign is not a positive sign.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Clearly.
I know we just hit reset again.
You guys are using that as like you can say whatever you want about me for like 15 minutes.
Well,
in a row,
so then let's move on. Let's just have the KC conversation and just like get it out of the way.
Yeah.
I know he is your most like trusted little like soldier here.
I don't know exactly what he
producer
gets
engineer
for you, like acquires for you. Like I don't know what the sort of relationship started as before it became this.
And whatever marshaling of support internally you needed to do to make the move on Jake, I don't want to talk. Like, I don't like talking about that on this show.
What do you mean to make
it's
the move
really
on?
Not the place
Thank
of this
you.
Show.
Fine. That's
yes,
fine. If,
exactly.
if you don't want to
yes.
talk about it, we don't have to talk about it.
Let's keep that where it is, which is we just don't really discuss it in any detail. And
but when
whatever.
Rochelle talks about being a freelance contractor,
mm-hmm. yeah,
we know what that means. What kind of work
we are that aware means. Of her outside the studio responsibilities and why she cannot be on the books for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So you know we know.
Yeah.
I don't even know, but sure. You were talking about Casey, though.
I was talking about Casey, who I know has plausible deniability because he delivers Rochelle mm-hmm. her orders.
Yep. He's the one who found Rochelle. Like,
yes.
She got the job.
And he doesn't
Casey.
Open the envelope.
So it wasn't through you.
You put the name in the envelope.
Your hands are
he
clean.
He gives it to Casey. You know Casey won't open it. He gives it to Rochelle.
Mm-hmm.
Rochelle exterminates the threat.
Mm-hmm. His envelope, little slip paper with a name, $5,000. Casey removes $1,000 for the task of delivering the rest of it to Rochelle.
Mm-hmm.
You think she reads the name, no questions asked.
Okay.
And then the person moves to New York.
So you think Jake moved to New York or potentially.
Certainly don't see him in this welcome to HeadGum episode that we're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's on paternity leave. He is in New York.
Yet another euphemism.
Mm-hmm.
I just keep hearing. Yeah.
For what?
For what?
A baby.
For what?
For what? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happens after either, man.
Yeah.
I can't answer that.
You think we killed
whatever makes you feel good.
You think Jake's dead and
don't
Rochelle killed
me,
him for $4,000 and Casey was paid $1,000 for me to pay Rochelle
Keep your hands
that.
Clean.
Mm-hmm.
Casey's a goddamn bar of soap over there.
All I know is he's not here to do engineering capacities. And that was what first raised questions for me.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like,
from the first record, I was like, okay, then it's not this. Mm-hmm. So what's his job here?
Yeah.
You know?
Just you, when you've been in the game as long as I have, you can kind of smell whether someone is an engineer or whether they are an engineer.
Yes. Engineers we're used to are blowing their nose during the record.
They're covered in scabs, rashes, sores. They are listening to a different show on their headphones. They know how headphones work. They assume you need headphones.
Right.
Because they're going to need their headphones to edit the Sklar Brothers podcast.
It seems like you're talking about a very specific person.
It's an amalgam. It's a composite. Yeah.
Got it.
They're flooding their experimental music to you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
They're talking so much.
They're talking so much. They're talking about other shows they do. They're talking about space sound effects they have.
They're having just a side conversation over there.
And Casey's not doing that.
Doesn't do any of that.
They're lying about what's their motorcycle breaking down. They're saying their motorcycle broke down, but really they just didn't want to come.
Mm-hmm.
So we know what an engineer does.
Sean, I think I lost your mic for a second. Need to take a look at it. Sorry. So sorry.
Let's see. This is so okay. Let's see what happens. He comes over here, takes a look at the mic. Okay, you can see that. Just give him a little shot to the solar plexus. He blocks the camera and just gives him just a little rabbit punch.
Wow.
And we'll see later how much of my talking was eliminated from the episode because of the lost mic. I wonder if it'll be just the section where I talked about Casey not really being an engineer.
Yeah, I wonder.
Mysteriously, I wonder if that part won't make the final edit. We'll have to wait and see, won't we, Amir?
I guess, yeah.
So we silence people here.
Hollywood Handbook. This week on the Patreon, the boys prepare for their HeadGum housewarming party on the pro version, and the flagrant ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Plus, see Hollywood Handbook live in Los Angeles May 30th with special guest Mary Holland at the Dynasty Typewriter. And if you can't make it to the show, you can watch the live stream up for a week. The tickets for that, both the live and live stream, are in the episode description. Check out all these shows and the video for today's episode with Amir at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hollywood Handbook.
Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now, but it has been, we've had a few years in the wilderness.
Great stuff. Yeah. We had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know. That wasn't expressed to us ever. We
Nothing
struggled
was.
In that
yeah.
time.
And that was, I think, part of it was really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mack Weldon, the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do, what's going on. But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric that is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt. And I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them. And this mm-hmm. could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this ad before we move forward. What happened to Mack and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mack Weldon ads? Mack and Weldon are dead. We want to underscore that fact. It was very important to.
Yeah, it was. It was not the only reason that for the break, but we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mack and Weldon wasn't not a reason that we came to that place with this company, and so they are dead. No reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered. And that's how they're dead, was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace collection. The Silver Peak polo, the Silver Crew neck t-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mack Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code THEBOYS. That's MACK. WELDON.com, promo code the boys.
Let's face it, folks, shopping for loved ones can be difficult, but Aura is making it a lot easier. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? I know I am. Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos. So I took advantage of this. Obviously, people know I'm a wife guy and my wife is also a mom. So for Mother's Day this year, I know I want to give her something special that makes her life a little bit easier. So I'm going to preload the Aura frame with images of gifts that I want her to buy me. That way, I'm taking so much of the pressure of shopping for me off of my wife. It's called being a considerate husband, and I can't imagine a better gift than a frame with a series of images of items I wish I had. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts to even friends in your life, everyone will love an Aura frame. It was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages, and they make it easier to let them know where they've maybe been letting you down and not getting you exactly what you want. That's why there's nothing more passive-aggressive and thoughtful than an Aura frame. Right now, they've got a great deal for Mother's Day, listeners. Can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Oh, and terms and conditions? Yeah, they apply.
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
So now it's really time, I think, to start fresh.
The reset, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are going to do full reset.
After accusing me of murder and just talking shit
about.
Nope,
didn't accuse you of murder. I know exactly how you work.
Conspiracy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Reset.
The thing we want to get, so obviously we had an incredibly successful 500th episode. Had
I listened to that, the Ben Stiller episode.
Talent on the show.
You know.
That you...
Ben Stiller was the guest of the episode. I think of it as the Sean and Hayes episode.
Sean and Hayes 500th episode featuring Ben Stiller. And we were, I think, let's be honest, doing most of the work.
Yeah. We're being really funny.
Achieved talent on the show that if you even dreamt about it.
He's a big
even
name.
Even had a
yes,
daydream about it.
Yeah. He was awesome.
Just the level of emission, the shot that you would experience from having that dream would send you to the hospital for life.
Mm-hmm. It was great. It was a really good episode.
Who's the most famous person you've ever had on?
Most famous.
Prior.
Not Doughboys. Not including Doughboys.
Oh, like on any podcast we've done?
Well, I guess. Sure. Or yours.
The Dead Eyes with Tom Hanks was pretty... kind of a big deal.
You guys
okay?
Did that
I guess
show?
If we dedicated an entire show,
that's interesting.
Yeah,
it's never mentioned as like a HeadGum show.
Oh, really? Yeah, I think it is because it has the HeadGum stingers at the top and bottom. And
no, I'm just saying I've seen it's. It has not been difficult to find promotion for the show.
Uh huh.
It is being advertised.
Yeah.
You and the company are not foregrounded in the promotion that I've seen.
Okay.
And it may just be where
we do
look,
want the name
which
of the
is basically
that,
anywhere.
Yeah. We don't want to like take credit for it, but yeah, we are, you know, in the episodes.
You're in the episode?
You get in there?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay.
What do
so
you
that's
say?
Where you are?
I'm referenced or...
What do you say when you're in there?
Depends on the episode. Like the Tom Hanks episode... They talk about like how they get to Hanks and verifying his email address and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm referenced in it.
Oh, yeah. I asked what you say, but we've gotten nowhere close to any single sentence spoken
by you. I
don't
remember.
You. Yeah.
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 Okay. So you...
I was just answering your question.
You produced an entire show and sunk like tens of millions of dollars into getting Tom Hanks one time.
Mm-hmm.
It took like 1,000 episodes of just talking about that forever.
Mm-hmm.
And then like you finally got him.
37.
So congratulations. That's really cool.
Yeah. I guess I'm so proud of you. We actually were just talking about other shit that we thought was interesting. Yeah. And then like Ben Stiller was like, yo, let me get in on this.
Oh, like, really?
Can I get in on this?
He reached out to you guys?
He was like, yo, this actually looks fun, man.
In the episode you talked about how a mutual friend asked him for you guys.
The episode is, first of all, the episode is fake. We're a lot of what we do, like us like busting your chops right now, like we're actually really good friends.
Me and you?
Yeah.
Or you and Hayes.
Dude, take your pick, you know?
We're
like it's
too,
all
it's
a big family. Like it's
you think
like,
we're friends?
Yeah. We're really good friends.
Yeah.
I see. Okay.
And then it's like, there's a little bit of chop busting going down. Like, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Like
just because I like never know where you are and you don't want to see me and
that's not true. But
when
yeah.
I do see you in the office, you're like basically running away.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen you in the office once. And we exchanged
like,
cordials.
Yeah, it was like Doppler.
Yeah,
as you're going by, you know how that works.
Oh yeah, like how when you're like far away and then the noise gets louder.
Hey man, what's up? Good to see you. Okay. Okay, so you got Tom Hanks one time.
I didn't. I should specify.
You had absolutely
HeadGum,
nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Go.
Weird Al. Weird Al.
Yeah,
did an episode
had him.
Of,
like, we've had him
like. 10,000 years ago.
Yeah. Stephen Colbert.
What show did he do?
He did A Good Cry, which is a HeadGum show about grief, losing somebody.
I got a text from Ben Stiller.
Oh, really?
Just now?
You know, relatively recently.
Okay. What did he say?
I listened to the pod. It made me laugh. Tom Hanks follow up to say whether he listened and enjoyed.
Yeah, I think so.
Did he listen to his own episode?
I'm not sure.
And it's like, he knows what he said on the episode.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder who was making him laugh. Crazy.
I liked the episode. I also liked the episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Made you laugh.
Yes.
guess you're like Ben.
I guess.
Remind me a little bit of Ben in that way.
So this is this our first like official HeadGum episode, Kevin?
Yes.
Okay, good. So that aligns with Ben's desire.
The Stiller was pre
yes.
HG, as it were.
Yes.
I wonder if we can pop it back.
Go back in retroactively.
Yeah, add the okay. little intro. This
no, that then he would need to be removed.
Yeah.
Like he
we could do it. We'd have to edit out every time he speaks per his request.
Yeah.
That he would like to be associated with the brand. Hollywood Handbook brand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he doesn't want to be associated with some of the stuff that you guys are doing.
Yeah. Here's your sign stuff.
HeadGum, yeah.
Just like not really his vibe.
Some of the stuff you talk about.
Funny podcast is not his vibe.
Your obsession with sex and fucking.
No way.
The fucking porno, like.
Rarely comes up.
The stuff that you do where it's like. I mean, you know. Some people will know, right, that Amir has what he calls a private podcast.
That's untrue.
That gets sent out only to employees.
There's no way.
It's called Nympho Dude. And the episodes are indistinguishable from one another because it's basically like just him saying. And this is not, like, this is not, I don't think this is, on its face, it's not that inappropriate. It's like pretty.
It sounds awful because for me to record podcasts just for the 24 employees.
I don't know why it's only employees because it's not that controversial what you're saying, which is just that sex can feel so good.
That's what I'm saying verbatim?
Yes. Like, it can actually feel really good.
Right.
When you're in love.
Okay. And that's the podcast. Every episode is me saying that, getting sent to the HeadGum employees. That's...
You know, yeah. I mean, I was surprised, like...
Yeah.
When I got added to the roster.
Oh, it's to any HeadGum podcaster, too.
That I was not going to be included. Yeah. Because, like... Some of the employees I'd been to some listening parties and stuff where people put it on and I was like aware of it and I was kind of like, oh well, I guess at least I'll be kind of included in the inner circle of people who receive the Nympho Dude podcast.
Not a real podcast.
And the fact that's why Rochelle has been kept as a freelance contractor, because you're worried that if she hears the Nympho Dude podcast and learns about love that she will lose her ability to kill.
Yes. That her moral flexibility is directly related to the fact that she hasn't experienced the kind of human connection you have, and that she will start to see people as more than just targets.
Like, if she hears the Nympho Dude podcast.
The Nympho Dude podcast would... teach her about love and that she would grow a conscience. It's like, it's rather egotistical, Amir.
It seems like my work with Rochelle is done, according to you guys. She killed Jake and that's that. What do I care if she learns how to love
again? Then she killed Anya!
She killed Anya.
She killed Anya right afterwards. Yeah. Who was so nice.
Really nice. Yeah, very weird.
I knew some of the headphone and test stuff that happened with her, but yeah.
Was at the center of the headphone issue.
Anya's back home, I think.
Again.
Yeah, okay. That's what we're calling
I guess that's one sense. From the earth. We are born from the earth.
I guess we're all hurtling back towards home when you think about it.
Yeah, I mean, you'll see her like next week.
Okay, that...
That's not a threat.
Message received. No. Let's move on. Might be time for a hard reset.
Definitely reset. Halfway home.
Heard what you're saying. We were told we could discuss whatever we wanted on the show.
We can.
But, yes. But I guess what was unspoken was if you discuss certain aspects of the business model, there will be consequences up to and including me being murdered by Rochelle. So
let's talk metrics. Kevin,
let's
what kind of weight are we pushing on the Stiller episode?
Mm-hmm.
We're on day four and we're at 1,000 right now.
Let's cut that.
Let's just bleep the number.
Okay. What are we expecting?
That feels very small.
That doesn't
make me feel good at all.
He must have not promoted it.
Suddenly I'm feeling like I need to listen to the Nympho Duke podcast.
No way.
That might be just what the doctor ordered for me.
Is that normal for us?
It's doing great.
So that's above average?
For day four, yeah.
For day four. Mm-hmm. So day five is really the one where people are like...
That's when people get on board.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
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 Well, this is just the beginning. We have a plan. You've invested in us. It is going to pay off so good. What we have lined up. So this is episode 501, obviously. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
The shit we have lined up, dude.
Is it just a coincidence that we're starting HeadGum at 501 exactly?
We're starting with one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
501.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Did it just time out that way or was that on purpose?
Episode number one.
Yeah, Ben Stiller saying, keep me 10,000 miles away from that man.
And who is he talking about?
The Nympho Dude himself.
That's amazing that he knows me personally. So personally.
Reputationally.
And the brand he has created, that is the word that he used to describe it was sucky.
It's still awesome that he knows us.
Yeah, he knows me too.
Yeah.
He did the show. Yeah. He's my friend.
I he said that he knows us.
He's loving my shit. Yeah, he texted Sean pretty recently.
Yeah. Not just now, but within
how long
within
ago
the
was
past
that?
Few days.
You know, we're just getting on the chairlift right now.
Well, it's, you know, I and Hayes and I had a big talk last night before we did this, and it was just chop wood, carry water.
Mm-hmm.
What does the podcaster do before he has Ben Stiller?
Mm-hmm.
Chop wood, carry water.
Yeah.
What does he do after? Chop wood, carry water.
Mm-hmm.
And you put your head down and you go to work.
Cool.
You're going to have high highs. You're going to have Ben Stiller on the show. You know? You're going to do episode 501 as well.
Like, it's building off that. It's like, what do we have coming next to like take, like, how do we up our game from Ben Stiller? Keep like ascending on the chairlift.
We don't want to be like pathetic to like talking about like the one big guest we've had for like
So like we have to we have to top it. So like for our next episode we have someone named Todd Coffey.
Who's that?
Todd loves going to Disney World.
Yeah.
Okay.
He has all this like information about like tips and tricks.
Yes.
So he's just like a travel agent.
For how to like, no.
It's way more specific than that.
Like a Disney adult.
Less useful, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. I would say adult doesn't quite capture his age.
How old is he?
Do
you know how old he is?
I don't have a number for it.
Yeah. But a range.
I know how old he feels, which he's young at heart.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But he does get a pretty hefty discount. Mm. Just kind of when they see him at the gate, they're just kind of like,
just go.
Just like kind of come on in.
Come on here. Sorry. Yeah. Can you just go through?
This is guest five for 502.
This is 502.
502. Yes. We hope. Yeah. We don't have the time set, but
and he
it
has
should be 502.
All these tricks about like where they leave food.
He sounds like
where you could just go like get it. Like if you go by the back of certain places,
it's
they just
Disney
have food
hacks.
Sitting
I mean,
out
this
there. Yes.
502 will be Disney hacks with Todd Coffey.
He's kind of like this vagrant character in Orlando or something. How did you guys ever even meet this guy? How do you know Todd Coffey? Is he like a famous thing?
My understanding was that we had gotten him through you.
There's no way.
Kevin handles most of our booking.
He does most of the booking.
Got it.
Yeah.
It seemed like Stiller was awesome, a great get.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Yeah,
like,
but this is like,
just, like
Disney's like the
forever.
Biggest thing. Like
Disney's
there is
massive,
it's like huge.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what about
Bob Iger
for 503?
No, I'm saying like Disney. Like
I see. So yeah, there are famous people at Disney. I'm just wondering if Todd Coffey is one of them.
Remember when
his name
Chapek was.
No,
Bob
go
Chapek
ahead.
Was in charge.
You remember Bob Chapek?
Don't know
you that. Don't remember that?
Uh-oh.
Okay, so the guy who was CEO before Bob Iger,
well,
after
Bob
and
Iger.
Then before, was named Bob Chapek.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then I would say, like, sometimes we had people, well, Disney's got a lot of arms, so like a lot of people work for Disney. Some people work for Disney, but other people, even you got a show on Hulu, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
I would say, it sounds like Bob Chapek is signing your Bob paycheck.
And so that was something we were doing for a while that was like really, we felt like had potential to like go beyond.
Well, it's Dead Eyes-esque because ultimately that could have gotten back to him. Now he has been removed.
Iger's part of the issue.
Grover Cleveland.
When we were seeking guests, Todd Coffey sort of took a while to like for us to find a time.
What was that? What was that? What was
he's just,
that?
He's just saying, like, just.
What was that?
He's just, like, gently. Like,
he just, wasn't gentle.
We're still here.
Oh, it was so unnatural.
He's just trying to, like, make a connection with you. It's
got
like,
it.
Like, you just, like,
Jesus,
touch your
man,
knee.
We
it's
work
like,
together
that,
now.
It's not that crazy. Also, it's, like, impossible not to do. It's, like, so fucking squished up in here.
Not that squished. He had to lean. He had to lean.
Just because the mic.
Exactly.
God, we got rid of headphones. When are we going to fucking really step our game up, get rid of the mics? Then we could stop recording and stop broadcasting it.
So the Todd Coffey episode was going to kind of be where we were taking the Bob paycheck idea like big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But without Bob Chapek there anymore, I'm trying to figure out like, Bob Iger is basically, if you like move it around, move the spacing around a little bit, he's almost like Bo Biggert.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
If we get him and Bo Burnham,
like
that could be cool because like we got Bo Burnham and we got Bo Bigger.
Bo Bigger.
Well, Bo Burnham,
Bo Burnham
would be
is
great.
Huge.
Yeah,
she's like gigantic.
I was going to say that would be a great get for.
You,
like,
are, you know him? Have you ever had him on a show before?
Yeah, he's done it, our podcast before.
He did your podcast?
He did yours.
When?
How long ago?
Maybe like 2019.
Okay. So that was kind of before he like really hit.
The glow up is real.
And since then, he's been like not answering the phone.
I think we emailed him, but not
so it's come to that.
Okay. So no phone number anymore active.
Got it. Kevin, what was the Todd Coffey?
Yeah, Cross, tell us
like,
about it.
How did we end up getting him?
He DM'd every social media account we have saying, check the other one.
Okay.
And then finally on TikTok, it said, well, you found me. Here's my avails.
So he left little
clues.
Little clues, little breadcrumbs.
He said,
message
said, well, you found the elusive Todd Coffey. These are my avails.
Y'all ever watch TV on this?
No. I think sometimes we like do Zoom meetings and stuff, live streams, but we don't ever use it as a television.
Just sit down and just pound ridiculousness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I already answered.
Chanel West Coast, like laughing down.
Mm-hmm.
This
just
gets
Jack in.
This does get Chive
a
TV.
A rock block of ridiculousness. It gets Chive TV. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know a former engineer who would have.
He would have really loved that.
Really enjoyed that. Be sitting over there and just be able to watch Chive TV on the screen while we're recording.
Wow. Yeah. I'm thinking now if that technology had existed for him. It would have been a totally different experience. Some of those early shows, seeing all the cool frisbee tricks they were pulling off on Chive TV. So yeah, you know, chop wood, carry water. Mm-hmm. I do want to say thank you and say how grateful we are to be a part of something. I think we were kind of out there lost for a little while. Mm-hmm. Mommy and daddy kind of kicked us out.
And we act tough.
Yeah.
You know?
We
act like it doesn't like get to us. When
we don't need anybody, you know,
other networks are like, hey, this isn't working. Mm-hmm. We're like, good.
We didn't want to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We did it on purpose.
Yeah. We were trying to have only 1,000, you know,
is high.
It is.
That's what Kevin was saying, that it's above.
Oh, for us, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, for day 4. But we're, I guess we're human.
It's obvious, right? But, you know, I think people see us as these, like, impenetrable, big, you know, superheroes. Like
muscle men, yeah.
Yeah, these, like, big, strong, you know, tough. Freaking The Rock and Jason Statham over here, you know, just like
they do
ass kicking, just like just
fuck machines,
just like nympho dudes. And then, like, you know, I think something important to do when you start a new relationship, is to just get vulnerable and be honest and say, like, I'm just a guy, and I'm scared, Amir. I'm really, really, really scared.
You don't have to be. You guys are doing great.
Help.
What's that?
Help. We need help.
What do you need?
We need your help. Anything. I don't know. We don't know what we need. I mean, that's so much of what this is. It like it's just like we do not know what we need. We don't know
every
what
to
do.
Every time we see the Doughboys, they're like, oh, you have to do the show again. It's like, okay, please.
Okay,
like,
great. Yes, please. Help. We've been asking. Yeah. We ask you all the time. Can we please do the show again? They're like, oh, we got to get you back on. And we go, stop. Like, stop fucking with me. Like, don't fucking say anything. Like, just like, punch me in the face. Like, that would be more honest. Like, just like, let's have it out, because this is torture. It is torture.
You're talking like to Weiger? Or?
Yes.
It's
and
mostly Mitch
I
that
guess.
Does the like.
Mitch yeah, is we, the one who's yeah. always like, yeah, I guess it's like part of probably what happens. Mitch goes, we got to get you back on.
And Weiger,
then Weiger
is over there being
the
like,
back room and is like, don't ever fucking say that.
Yeah. Or I think Weiger just thinks that, you know, Mitch has no fucking idea what's going on. But
yeah,
like behind the scenes
on
the show, you know? And so like he just,
yeah,
you just sit him down and wind him up,
he's
you know,
explain to him again.
Yeah. It's not even worth the
showing
conversation.
Card tricks to a dog. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, we have lots of shows you can guest on for cross promo purposes, if that's what you're
what
worried about.
We,
what are you
what,
talking about?
What, like, can
what
we do?
What are we looking at?
It's not just the Doughboys.
What
know?
Else yeah. can we do?
Okay.
Nympho Dudes.
Nympho Dudes. I mean, you can't be on Nympho Dudes.
Stop.
It's not a real podcast.
What other show?
Yeah. Yeah.
What show?
We're bringing back newcomers, it looks like, for another season. So that would be a fun episode if you guys wanted to talk to
Nicole. I don't
really
like talking about, like,
you don't even know what they're talking about. You don't even know what the subject
is. It's
going to
be some, like, kind of thing. Basic movies
something,
and shit.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of like, I don't that's know. Fine. I watch shit for grown-ups.
Okay. Yeah.
I like, it's just like, it's just not the kind of like movies and stuff that
right.
I like.
I like know? Movies like.
Yeah.
High and Mighty. Like, have you guys like, done Gabers' show in a minute?
It's been a decade yeah. or so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that could be
it's
a
been
one.
Hundreds of thousands of minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Todd just messaged he's only going to do the show if he gets a key card, too.
Okay.
Is that okay?
All right. Yeah.
So, I don't think so. I don't want to give every guest access to
the studio. We're
asking
you to give every guest. We're asking you to give Todd Coffey one who's going to possibly get us to yeah. Bob Iger.
We took-
which I did see. I can't credit it, but I did see a tweet the other day that said Bob Iger, but it's pronounced like Boney Bear.
Bobby Gare?
Bobby
Gare,
maybe. Bobby Gare. That's sorry.
So someone else said
credit.
That.
Somebody tweeted it. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any idea who?
Jesus, I don't know. I could search for
him. I'm a little worried. Like, yeah, mm-hmm. Even if you know, I think he might have him take our spot or something.
Yeah. You know what? It was
drink,
me.
Like a little different. Can you drink a little differently?
I think I'm drinking fine.
It's hard sometimes to drink with these arms here, you know?
Mm. Moving it up and around, I guess. But
there's a clip of Sean that someone saw trying to drink his water, but he put his arm outside of the mic, and the mic arm was like causing sort of a problem for him.
Sort of like doing like the romantic, but with the mic arm.
And it went viral.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That was big. That's going to actually translate to some new listeners. Come and check the numbers again.
He was the main character.
I was the main character on Reddit that day.
Oh, you guys should do the HeadGum podcast. We have like an internal podcast.
I keep saying that too.
Yeah, getting brought up.
Yeah. Oh, so that, okay, internal podcast. Okay.
But
so
not,
that's
not
what you're calling.
That's when the host is
working
for
HeadGum. So you've rebranded.
No, we broadcast it out.
The Nympho Dude podcast.
It's not the Nympho
as
Dude podcast.
The HeadGum podcast.
We do have a HeadGum podcast, which is like employees coming in and on and, you know, guests of the network and friends of the network. It's sort of.
Are you in love currently?
We can stop. So next time. We can do that next time.
Next time.
Bye.
Whoa. Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum podcast.